For all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So I promised you yesterday that although we finished the Siman, we're going to share with the Olam something. We've actually had said this once by, I believe, by a Chabura, but with something else, I don't remember. But it's Kedai to hear it again. A beautiful, beautiful pshat from the Vilna Gaon. And then we'll move on to the next Siman. So the last thing we learned that the halacha is that midrabanan, we bench, even on a kazayas. So it's a very famous, famous Gemara, which we mentioned yesterday, the Malacha Master Rabbeinu Shalom. Why are you nice upon him? Why do you treat Klai Yisrael favorably? And, you know, you sort of go above and beyond for them. Rabbeinu Shalom responds, I said they should bench on Sviya. And the Hei Medaktik Imalatzman, Afilu B'Kazayas, Afilu B'Kabeya. So they're medactic to bench, even if they eat a kazayas or a kabeya. So the only guy asks two very obvious questions. He says, number one, out of all the reasons that Rabbeinu Shalom gives that we are, that of what we do, and that's the reason why he goes out of his ways to be nice upon him to us, to treat us favorably, even if we don't deserve it, why is that the example? And the second, the more difficult question, is let's think about the Gemara. Behe medaktikim afil a kezayis and a kebeya. If we're medaktik on a kezayis, we're certainly medaktik on a kebeya. A kebeya is bigger than a kezayis. So it should say, behe medaktik afil a kebeya and afil a kezayis, not afil a kezayis, afil a kebeya. Says the Vilna Gaon, the Gevaldige, Gevaldige Cheshbon, that's so beautiful. He says, the Gemara says that the sudas, two sudas, is equal, it's a simple mathematical cheshbon. Two sudas is equal to 18 groigris. Okay, follow along. 18 groigris is six beim. That's what 18 groigris is. So we got from this that what is visavata? What is one suda? Three beim, right? Six is two. So three beim is one suda. So the vachalta visavata varachta, again, we set up. Al pi halacha really depends on the person, but the basic number that we would use is three bayim, three eggs. Right? The Zayir says that three bayim equals 10 zaysim. That's what the Zayir says. Okay? Says the Vilna Gaon, the Gevaldige Cheshbon. Says a person in Klai Yisrael, he has a suda, he has three bayim. However, a person in Klai Yisrael is always looking to be mevarach and be megadil Hashem's name in this world. So what is a yid always looking for? I want to make zimun, right? You buy a simcha, you try to get a few people together so you can make zimun. Why? Gadil Hashem iti in the rayim mashma yachdav. Let us praise Hashem together. That is a greater praise to Hashem when we do it together. Says the Vilna Gaon, you have this guy, he has a suda. He has three bayim. He can technically eat it himself, but he's going to have to bench b'yichidus alone because he ate up all his food himself. But he always is desiring of benching Hashem, of praising Hashem. So what does he do? He says, I have three bayim. Three bayim, we just said, is equal to 10 kezesim. So instead of me eating the three bayim, let me find another nine people, and I'm going to give each one of them a zayas of my three bayim, and this way we'll have 10 people, a kezayas we can bench, and this way we'll be able to bench with the Shem HaMalchus, with Elikenu, right? So he takes his three bayim, instead of eating it himself, he goes ahead and limits what he eats in order to be able to praise Hashem, and he splits it up into 10. What happens if he can't find 10 people? So his next best option is to find three people. At least this way, even though you can't say Elikenu, at least you'll be able to do a Zeman. So what does he do? He takes the three kebeyim and he splits it up into three portions and he gives each one a kebeya. And this way, we're able to make a Zeman. So that's the pshat in the Gemara. V'hei medaktikem alek zayis. If they can find 10 people, instead of eating a whole three bayim themselves, they only eat a zayis and they split it up amongst 10 people. They can't find people, ukebeya, and then they go ahead and their second choice is to do it a kebeya, which they'll each eat a kebeya. Says Rabbeinu Shalom, people, my members of my Klai Yisrael, that so desire just, they're willing to sacrifice themselves in order to be able to praise my name in public and do a zimim, and I am not going to treat them favorably. Beautiful pshat from the Gra that I thought was worth cheering over here. Okay, back to the regular programming. This is a halacha learning session, so let's go back to the regular programming. Says the Mechaber Siman Kuf Pei Hei, Levarich Birchas HaMazon B'Kol Yeroyim V'Yesed Pratim Birchas HaMazon. Some other little details about Birchas HaMazon and the benching. Let's start off. Sifalof Birchas HaMazon Nemra B'Kol Loshen. You can bench if you want to. You can bench Birchas HaMazon in any language that you want. But let's see what that really means. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah B'Kol Loshen D'Ksiv U'Berachta. And you should bench. It doesn't say you have to bench in a specific language. U'Berachta B'Kol Loshen Sh'ata Mevarich. In any language that you want to praise Hashem, you are able to do benching. V'dafka shemeivim ba'isa lashon. It's only if you understand that language. So if you're benching in any other language other than Lashon Kodesh, you have to bench in a language that you know. So if you know English, you can read the benching in English and be yaitza the benching. But if you don't speak French, you can't go ahead and bench in French. That's my ikar halacha. I can bench in any language that I want. However, the ideal mitzvah is be'in and dafka lashon hakodesh. That should only be if you have no choice. So sometimes, and I've had this, sometimes you have a guest that is just finding his way back to his roots, back to Yiddishkeit, and he doesn't know how to read the benching. And therefore, he can read the benching in English, but that's only mitzad adin. Ideally, you should do it in lashon hakodesh. Now, if you're benching with somebody who can't read lashon hakodesh, you have a choice of there's three options. He can bench or he or she can bench in English. Or that person can listen to you, or you can read and the person can repeat after you. It would seem that the reading and the person reads, repeats the words after you, if you have the patience for that, would be the ideal situation, because then that person is benching Lashon Kodesh. As we'll see, Lashon Kodesh Yaitze, even if you don't understand it. But if you have a choice of Shemea Ka'ina or the person should read it in English, that comes into a Shaila. There are some that hold that Shemea Ka'ina, if you don't understand Lashon Kodesh, doesn't work. So if that's the case, better the person should read it in English. Meikar Adin, the person is Yaitza benching. Yes, Yaakov.
So if you're reading it in English or any other language, you should be reading the text of benching verbatim the way it is in a bencher. It's not saying it in your own words.
Particularly by benching and by other brachas as well, but particularly by benching, we'll see this in a little bit, there's certain parts of benching that are a requirement of benching. So if you're going to go ahead and start creating your own version of benching, your chances are you are going to leave stuff out. We haven't covered it yet, but there are certain aspects in the benching that are an absolute requirement. So if a person can read, give them an art scroll bencher and let them read the words if they cannot read Lashon Kodesh. But again, ideally is Lashon Kodesh. Kosev v'seif ha'chinuch. And this is a very important tidbit over here that the Mishnah Berurah gives us. Kol hazoy b'mirchas hamazon. If you're careful about birchas hamazon, he will always find his substance in an oifen of kavod all his days. So the best school of panasa is to bench. Be careful about benching. There are people I know that are makbid to wash every single day. I know it's challenging with our low carb diets, but there are people on makbid to bench every single day. And there's some amazing stories of people who are saved because of this, and it's a big schooler to bench. But even if we're not going to wash every day, when we bench, if you're not called Yezohir Bebechas HaMazai, the Sefer Chinuch says, Mizai Noisa Metsuyas Le Koyama Bechavet, Vemidakdik, Yezohir Levalich Hatchila Toicha Sefer, the Rav spoke about this, I think in Kippur 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago, you should try to bench inside. Person died. He appeared to one of his krivim in a dream. They judge me every single day. I was not medactic to make the brachas with kavana. So that's the on one side, if you do it, you don't do it. Look what this person said. He was constantly judged every single day for this. Let's continue the Mechaber Sif Beis. When you bench, you have to be able to hear the words that you say. If you said the words, but you did not hear it, you were yaitza. But You're supposed to hear the words that you're saying. You should say it with your lips. So just reading with your eyes is not enough. You just follow with your eyes and thought about it. If you had no choice, you're a yaitza. Now, what does this mean that you are yaitza? We just said that you're not yaitza if you just hear a belief, if you just concentrate. I love Simon Samuel Pez, Mishaburu, Sivkan Zayn, Shabarani, the Hayatza, Lelagamri, Kama. It doesn't mean that you were yaitza, but if Chas V'Shalom, a person has a condition that he has no way, he can't talk, he lost his voice completely for a period of time. Your yaitza, to the extent that's the best you can do, and therefore you should do it. You shouldn't say, since I can't hear the words, I shouldn't bench. You should at least read the bench with your eyes. But the yaitza, you're not really yaitza. Don Kaimalon, here a lav kedibur dummies. Just thinking about something is not like speaking it. Ela writes Leima, Dalkopan and Beshoshen, Yachel of Arch, Harab believe. If you have no choice, be Mahar believe. By Kaddish Baruch, Yikbo is Sachar Avizet. Kaddish Baruch will give you schar because you're doing your best you can. And since you desire to do it the right way, it's just impossible. You're an oinus. The Rabbeinu Shalom will probably give you the schar for the mitzvah as if you did it. Avo be'etzem eini yotze l'maisi, you're not really yotze. But alken, because you're nostalgia oinus. Let's say a person had an oinus that he can't speak, and then that oinus goes away. He regains his voice, right? Imadai oinus achel amazon. If he didn't yet come to the point that he's not allowed to bench anymore, it's not too far from the eating. You're still supposed to bench. So the yotze that we said is clearly not really yaitza. Everything we learned over there is applicable over here. Let's continue. Siv Gimel Yeshmi Shaima. There's those who say the Balabais and Banav Ishtai Tzarich Levarch Bekol Ramsh Kadesh Yaitza Berchasai, that the Balabais should bench out loud so that his wife and his children should be yaitza. What does that mean? We already said that we try to avoid the Shemei Kain, even though that was the ideal situation. We tried to avoid it because we don't have proper concentration to be able to concentrate. So what does that mean? Says the Mishabura, Heinu, Kishaina Bekim Ba'atzim Levarech, Behem Yoitza B'Shmiyasa Emeni. They are not, don't know how to read, or they don't know how to bench. Don't know how to read the words. Not so applicable, Baruch Hashem, Bizman Azel. Though, like I said, it's not impossible to have such a situation, but it's not so applicable. But they were then, they were real Amaratzim who didn't know how to read. The yesh shekasu the toiv line levarach b'kol ram. Okay, so therefore, in that situation, the balabai should make sure, tell his bnei bayis, listen, make sure to listen to my benching. Again, we said that if you don't understand lashon kodesh, it becomes a shaila. Maybe they should at least say the words along with him, but at a minimum, you should bench out loud. The yesh shekasu the toiv line levarach b'kol ram. You should always bench out loud, not just loud enough that your ears can hear it, but in even a louder voice. Why? Ka'kol ma'ora kavana. When you say it out loud, it's ma'ira de kavana. Remember, we had this by tefillah that Shemayin Esrei, of course, we do quietly. We said maybe in Yom Narayim, you can say it a little louder so you can hear it. Why? Although we said why are you not supposed to daven out loud? Because it looks like you're kaifer that Hashem can't hear you if you don't say it out loud. Right? That was what we discussed. However, we said that if davening out loud, sure, if you be chidus and it's not going to disturb other people, if davening out loud will helps you concentrate better, then you can do it. So we see that the davening, saying the words out loud, will help you concentrate. That since you're concentrating, you won't forget to mention Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos. And even if you do forget, you're benching over there out loud and other people hear you. When you miss Yalav Yavai, there will certainly be enough people out there to yell out Yalav Yavai, so that you shouldn't forget it. We'll see later on. He says, in general, all brachas, you should say it out loud because saying it out loud helps you with the kavana. And as we've also said, if there's other people around, if you say bracha quietly, you're really stealing from them the ability to say amen, and you should really give them the ability to say amen. Let's see. Dalit. Afila nishtaker kol kach. Ad she'ena yachal adabe karoi. If you got drunk and you can't really, you speak somewhat slurred, Yachal Avarach Birch Samazin. Mechaber tells you can still bench Birch Samazin. Yachal Avarach Birch Samazin says to Mishabur, why? Diksiv Achalta Savat Varachta. Vafilam Midumdim. Even if you are not totally there, Parish any Yachal Adabi Karai, you're going to stutter, you're going to slur your words. Since the Torah tells us, normally we can't daven when we're drunk, we said, right? We can't do things when we're drunk. We're not yotze. However, since the Torah over here said, v'achalta v'savata, you should eat, be satisfied, and then you should mend. Person after savata is very often drunk. Now, even more so back in those days, today, many of us don't get that drunk every time we eat. The Torah didn't say v'chalta savata and bench. That's specifically when the Torah tells us to bench. So the Rabbi Yisham had to expect, and many times when we're benching, we're going to be somewhat intoxicated. We will discuss this a little bit further later on. Okay, we will stop over here, and in Yetz Hashem, we will continue with Sif Hei next week. Very good, David. Thank you.